Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories.
Think of it as election week. Early voting is here in New York in a presidential general election for the first time. There are 280 early voting sites around the state, and the ones in the boroughs are very popular today.
Ready?
Joan Williamson brought a folding chair with her, waiting 2 hours to vote early, but she didn't care.
If I have to wait 2 days, I'll be right online.
New Yorkers determined to vote as soon as possible. Lines wrapped around blocks at many of the 88 locations for early voting around the city, even though they'll be open through November 1st. State Attorney General Tish James, one of the first to vote, she says she feels the Board of Elections is prepared both for the onslaught and with safety measures.
Well, they have plexiglass. They all have masks. They're all ready. They're within six feet. So I think we're ready. And we're ready to handle anything that comes our way.
There are also temperature checks at the door. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
A sidewalk collapse in the Bronx earlier this afternoon sent one man to the hospital. It happened on 3rd Avenue in the Belmont section. The man fell 12 to 15 feet down a hole that formed apparently when the sidewalk buckled. His injuries are described as serious, but he is in stable condition. Nobody else was hurt. Police are looking for the gunman in a deadly shooting in Brooklyn. It happened at around 2:30 this morning in Bushwick. 20-year-old Ethan Williams of Indiana was found sprawled out on a staircase on Eldred Street near Bushwick Avenue with a deadly gunshot wound to his chest. He was a college student visiting New York. Police say he was not believed to be the intended target. Detectives are looking for surveillance video and witnesses. Cops are also asking for help finding the person who killed a woman and dumped her body in Queens. The unidentified woman, believed to be in her 20s, was found face down on the Horace Harding Expressway near Bell Boulevard in Bayside around 6 o'clock yesterday morning. She was dressed in pajamas with an orange shirt and a sock on one foot. She also had a sweatshirt wrapped around her neck. She appeared to have been strangled. Detectives recovered surveillance video that shows a suspect in a white Dodge Challenger dragging the woman from his vehicle to the sidewalk. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The CDC says it suspects contaminated deli meats in a listeria outbreak that's made 10 people sick in 3 states, including New York. It issued a warning yesterday that an outbreak of illness from the dangerous bacteria has sent 10 people to hospitals in New York, Massachusetts, and Florida, where one of them died. 9 of the people reported having eaten Italian-style meats like salami, but the CDC has not confirmed exactly what it was or where it came from. Listeria can be particularly dangerous to the elderly and can harm a developing fetus. Symptoms can include fever, muscle aches, headache, confusion, and loss of balance. Like all parades in the New York area since the start of the pandemic, the Halloween parade is canceled and being replaced with something online. But what will that look like? Well, organizers made that revelation. It'll be a puppet parade. Oh, yes, miniature puppets to be exact. It's called the first ever Double Magnificent Intergalactic Miniature Halloween Parade. The usual parade does include giant puppets. This year, dozens of artists and puppeteers have collaborated to make a video for your entertainment with familiar sights in the city in the background.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.